Baseball's World Series begins tonight in Phoenix with the Arizona Diamondbacks facing off against the New York Yankees. The Arizona franchise is only 4 years old, but the team is full of veterans, including two of baseball's best pitchers, Curt Schilling and Randy Johnson. Still, New York is favored to win its fourth straight World Series. In the playoffs, the Yankees beat Oakland and Seattle, considered the two best teams in the regular season. And the way New York has been winning, with big plays at the right time, people are again talking about the Yankees' mystique. NPR's Tom Goldman reports.
It took the New York Yankees 5 games to beat the Seattle Mariners and win the American League pennant. But really, Game 4 of the Seattle series might as well have been the end, when New York rookie Alfonso Soriano came to the plate in the bottom of the 9th inning and broke the Mariners' morale.
Alfonso Soriano up with a runner at first, one out. Soriano hits it into deep right center field.
The Fox TV cameras soaked up the scene, cutting from Soriano rounding the bases with arms raised to the delirious crowd at Yankee Stadium to the most telling image of all. Seattle second baseman Brett Boone sitting in his dugout with a half smile, half smirk on his face. Baseball fans everywhere knew what Boone was thinking. The Yankees did it again. This time, New York's hero was a rookie at the bottom of the batting order. Going back through 1996, there have been so many others who made the perfect play at the perfect moment to help New York win 4 out of 5 World Series titles, including the last 3. Is it magic? Is it the latest version of the Yankees' mystique, which has swirled around this team since it started winning championships 80 years ago? Baseball reporter Buster Olney says it has more to do with slow motion.
The one thing that really has really distinguished the Yankees, I think, over the last 6 years is that they've, first off, had a core of players who have the ability to slow the game down in the postseason.
For the past 4 years, Buster Olney has watched the Yankees as closely as anyone. He covers them for the New York Times. Olney says those players who blend great talent with an innate ability to focus and relax include shortstop Derek Jeter, relief pitcher Mariano Rivera, and outfielder Bernie Williams.
Another hitter who hasn't played in October may go up there and say, boy, I got to get a hit here, I got to get a double. Well, Bernie basically breaks it down where he'll say, okay, I want to get a fastball in this situation, and if it's not a fastball, I'm not going to swing. And he slows the game down into a very elemental state, I think, and then it really reduces his anxiety when he plays.
Williams hit key home runs in 3 consecutive games against Seattle. Derek Jeter has made brilliant defensive plays throughout the postseason. And Mariano Rivera, his face as placid as a morning lake, continues to turn opposing batters into statues with his blazing pitches. That ability to slow things down, to turn a crucial postseason contest into just another game, doesn't happen automatically when players put on New York's famous pinstripe uniform. Pitcher Andy Pettit won the Most Valuable Player Award in the Seattle series, but manager Joe Torre says he had to work to get there.
I remember Andy Pettit, his first start in the World Series in 96. He pitched game 1 for us and got lit up pretty good because he thought he had to be something other than the pitcher he was during the course of the season, and he learned from that.
Whether the skill is acquired or natural, it's not an accident that lots of Yankees have it. Reporter Buster Olney says the team was designed that way.
No question. Gene Michael oversees their major league scouting, and a lot is talked about character and how people do in big games. And I think that that's a big difference between the Yankees of the mid-'80s in the years when Steinbrenner would just go out and sign a number of big free agents. And not really worry about how their personalities would fit in, how the character would fit in.
The Yankees and owner George Steinbrenner still have a whopping payroll. They can and do buy the players they need. But even the most ardent Yankee haters, and there are many out there who have detested years of Yankee success and arrogance, even people like Art McDonald appreciate what this team has become. McDonald wrote the book, This Day in New York Yankee Hating.
This is not the Reggie Jackson Yankees of the mid-70s that were really kind of hard to stomach. These guys, they play hard and they do well. It's hard not to appreciate that.
The Yankees play hard, they make the big plays, and this World Series, they've even got the emotional edge, playing for New York City and all it's been through in the last month and a half. That's a lot to face for the Arizona Diamondbacks in their first World Series as they try to slow down a surging Yankees team. Or perhaps a better tactic, Try to speed them up. Tom Goldman, NPR News.